For more on the feel, we're going to go to play-by-play man for the Philadelphia Phillies on the Comcast Business Hotline. He's Tom McCarthy. Tommy, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, Joe. How are you?
Oh, I am tremendous. Tremendous watching this team play. Are they better off than you thought they would be going into the season?
I don't know if they're better than I thought. I think this is what I hoped from an offensive standpoint. I think that's the, I guess, the best way of saying it. I think Michael Franco in the number eight spot is better than I thought he'd be. I wasn't sure how he would respond. I didn't know how patient he'd be. But I really think that he is taken to it, at least up to this point. So I think that's good. I do think that we anticipated, even after, you know, there were some struggles in spring training, I think we anticipated that they would be, they had the potential to hit. I think the first inning numbers have just been remarkable. I really do. I think it just says a whole lot to their approach and, you know, just sort of passing the torch to the next guy when, you know, they don't get the pitch they want to drive.
Does it have a 2008 feel to you?
You know, I think it actually has a 2009 feel, Joe.
Okay.
Because I think 2008, you know, because of the way the Phillies had finished in 07, there was that sense that they were coming together. I think this is a lot like 09. I agree with you that there is that feeling of postseason baseball, which I think that's all you can really have or really want when you start a season, is that you're going to, you have that feeling of postseason baseball and potentially, you know, a trip to the World Series. So yeah, I think it, if it's not 08, then it's definitely 09. That feeling of, you know, sort of bravado that, you know, that they could be the team to beat in the division. I know Jimmy said that, you know, not in 09. But it just feels that way. It feels like it's just a postseason kind of team.
Yeah, I love it. Can't get enough. 10-4 last night. They've scored 8 runs, 8.2 runs in their 6 games on average. And they've gotten on base by walks 6.5 times per game. It's incredible so far. Now, who also has been incredible, going into last night's game, Bryce Harper, 8 for 16, hitting .500, 3 home runs, on base 14 of 19 times. Just an incredible start for Bryce Harper. The bat flip after the third home run in Washington, and all the celebrations, the handshakes, and what, they're having a great time. They are having a great time, and it looks that way, and it's conveyed that way to the fans. But it's cost Reese Hoskins, you know, a few high and tight pitches, and there's probably more of that to come. What do you think of the celebrations?
I think it's okay. I mean, I've always believed, even from when the opposition does it, you know, this game sometimes, as you know, Joe, is void of emotion in some levels. And I like it. I like the fact that there's emotion. You know, would it be good if the celebrations went down into the dugout? Yeah, probably. But I think that, you know, that this team, there's this sort of youthful exuberance, which we really haven't had, because these guys can kind of just let caution go a little bit. But I like it. I do agree with you that it will cost a couple of guys some high and inside pitches. Somebody might get hit at some point down the road. But I do think that the fans, at least from a Harper standpoint, they're feeding off it.
Right.
And I love that. I love the fact that there's energy in the ballpark again. I love the fact that there's, you know, there's energy in the dugout. I just think that the game is void of it sometimes. So when you have it, you might as well flaunt it as best you can.
Tom McCarthy on the Comcast Business Hotline. Now, a few years ago, and coming into the league, and even when he was playing pre-MLB, I thought Bryce Harper was a punk, straight up. And even the first, I did, the first couple of years, I thought this guy's, you know, he's all into himself and maybe not a great teammate and all the other things that go along with being a diva. I can't say enough about what I've seen out of Bryce Harper. I know kids do and say stupid things. Now he's 26. He's more mature. He says everything right in his press conferences, especially the one he did at Spectrum Field. And he's been all in with Philadelphia. No opt-out in his contract. 13 years here. Wants to raise his kids here. Ringing the bell at the Sixers game the other night. What else can you say about Bryce Harper? I mean, he's just been an incredible addition to this team.
I agree with you on that, Joe. And I think we all felt that way, sort of, from a distance, thinking that, you know, that he wasn't that likable player, that we obviously had on the Phillies teams in 08 and 09, 07, you know, 10, all those things. But I think that my perception of him is totally different too, just from interacting with him. And, you know, shame on me for not interacting with him before to kind of get a sense. But you know, he was on the hated Nationals. So yeah. He didn't really do that much. I mean, you talked to him when you had to, but you didn't go out of your way. I agree with you. I think he's handled everything, you know, top notch. And I think you're right. I think he's matured somewhat. I think he's comfortable in his skin. And I think he's comfortable now in these surroundings. I think he likes the fact that the crowd sort of reacts with him. I think he really enjoys that. I don't think there's any question about it. But, yeah, I think my perception, like yours, was somewhat skewed because he was on the other team.
Tom, how on earth do you score from first on a single? How's that happen?
Yeah, obviously I would never be able to do something like that because I'm not built for speed. I'm built for comfort. But it's, you know, I just talked to him about it a little while ago, and he said that when the left fielder sort of faked to go to second, he figured that there was no way, once he got himself reestablished, that he could throw him out at the plate. So he figured, I'm going to take a chance. We got a pretty good lead. And I like that. That's like Jimmy Rollins. I mean, that's like Chase Utley.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that he's the same player, but that's what they used to do when there was an opportunity to kind of take that next base.
Tom, Rhys Hoskins had a ridiculous error in the Washington game, the game that the only Phillies lost, just missing the ball at first, and it ended up costing him a run and eventually costing the game. Three errors on the day. He bounced back last night, 3-for-4, 4 RBIs. I mean, what does that tell you about Rhys Hoskins to put that game behind him and have a game like he did last night?
Well, I think every time he's had adversity, he's kind of handled it well, which means that he's out front of it. But I just think that he's, you know, you talk about people being comfortable. I think that he's at that point. You know, I do think that he feels like he has to tighten up his defense over at first base. He said he just whipped on it. But I think it's this game. I mean, as we all know, it's 162. So usually if there's a mistake made, you're going to have an opportunity the next time up or the next day to sort of atone for it, and that's what he did. I think you have to have as short a memory as possible when you play this game, because otherwise it'll just eat you up, and it'll eat you up for a long time.
Yeah, he did a great job last night, as he has done all season, sans that error. Andrew McCutchen, Bryce Harper, JT Realmuto combined for one hit last night, one hit and 10 at-bats, and they put up a 10 spot on the Twins. What does that tell you about the depth of this team?
I think that's what we've been talking about. The start is that the length of this lineup is kind of like, you know, the 08 team that you talked about, or the 09 team. You know, you've got Franco hitting eighth. I mean, this is a guy who has 20 home runs or more in three consecutive years. So it's such a good thing. I mean, you know, Gabe and I were talking the other day. It was me, Gabe, and Scott Fransky, and we were talking about how the fans would have embraced this team if they hadn't gotten Harper. And we said, oh, they would have embraced him. It would have been a better lineup than last year. But adding Harper just makes it that much better.
What's Knapp's first name? And he's still the catcher?
It just lengthens it more and more. It just lengthens it more and more. And, you know, the fact that Realmuto is off today and Andrew Knapp gets a chance to play for the first time, it tells you about the length of this lineup, that they have an opportunity to use the same lineup on an everyday basis.
You think Gabe Kapler has learned from last year a little bit? He's kept the same lineup up until today, and he doesn't seem to change pitchers every three pitches. Pretty steady going for Gabe Kapler so far.
Yeah, I mean, he said that during spring training that he would be a little different as far as managing the lineup goes, and he certainly has. And I think the off days have obviously helped, because he's been able to give some guys a respite from time to time, just because of the natural built-in off days. So, you know, the one thing about Gabe is that he is very self-aware. If he doesn't do something appropriately or the right way, he's going to make an adjustment. I mean, he's kind of like a player in that sense. So it's not like he's vain where he won't make that adjustment. So I think he did a lot of self-thought this past offseason to see how he could improve, because I know that he thinks, there's no doubt he knows that the pressure's on him also to be, you know, to be a different manager and maybe adjust from last year.
Yeah, I think he's done a great job so far. Tom McCarthy on the Comcast Business Hotline. Last one for you, Tommy. Dave Roberts, except for last night, he pitched an inning, gave up a hit, no runs. He hasn't been good. He said he's stunk so far this year. I love the fact that he owned it after the Washington game, where he gave up a single and three walks in the ninth inning. Do they need to go out and get a closer? I mean, Craig Kimbrell's out there. I mean, do you think David Robertson can turn into the closer?
I think a combination of Robertson, Naris, and Sir Anthony can do it. Honestly, Joe, I mean, you know, is Kimbrel a nice addition for anybody? Sure he is. But if he's not content with 2 years and wants 3 or 4 years, I don't think you go out and do it. I just don't think at this point in his career you spend that kind of money on a closer. Now, could it happen as the year goes on if they feel like there's a need? Absolutely, it could happen. But I do think the combination of Robertson, Sir Anthony, and Hector will be given an opportunity to close games for this team moving forward. And then I've told people this. If there's a need for this team to make sure that they put a stamp on the postseason, if there's a need, I think this ownership group's going to go out and get that player if they need to.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.